His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body.
Well, good morning. Good morning. My name's Scott. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, my name's Scott. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to church this morning. It's so good to have you all here. Now, it is always a special day when we get to get together, whether it's a Sunday or whatever day that we gather as God's people. But it's also an additionally special day because today, little baby Simeon, we are dedicating him to the Lord, which means Timothy and Anna are bringing Simeon before their church family and before God and before each one of us here and saying, we are going to raise Simeon to know the faith of Jesus Christ. And so, oh, look, you guys are over there. Why don't you, have you got Simeon or is he in their stroller? Can you do like the Lion King kind of? No, it's all right. No, that's all right. We'll see him in a minute. I'm wondering, and I want you kids to help me here first. All right, kids, what do you think is the greatest gift that Simeon could receive from Timothy and Anna? Kids, all right, help me out here. What's a really great gift that Timothy and Anna could give to Simeon as he's growing up? As he's growing up. Let's see. Come on, kids. Don't all jump on me at once. What have you got? Say, Anna, what's a great gift that Timothy and Anna could give to baby Simeon? No idea? What's happened? You're on holidays and your brains are fried. Luther.
A Nintendo.
Luther says a Nintendo. All right, I'm just going to draw a Nintendo here. They've got different colours because that's what they look like. Not that I ever play them or anything. Pew, 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 pew. All right, there you go. There's your little Nintendo. Okay, what's another great gift? Pardon? A Bible. That is an amazingly great gift. Let's put a Bible in. All right, what else have we got, kids? Call it out. Kids, what is another great gift that we could give, that Timothy and Anna could give to Simeon? Yes! An iPad. Wow, we're really going down the technology line here today. Not that I should be surprised. Okay, there you go. There you go. It can have... That's Peppa Pig. All right, what else? What's another great gift that they could give to Simeon? Come on, I need one more. Oh, yes! What? A what? A bike! I like the way you think. What colour should the bike be? Blue, alrighty. We should have a blue bike and it's going to be a deadly treadly. There you go. Alrighty. And a seat, because you need a seat. There you go. All right, there's some great gifts, aren't they, guys? I really like... All right, one more.
A holiday house.
Good luck with that. Well, anyway... that is my son. I think he's angling. I'm sorry to disappoint. Well, there are some really great gifts, aren't they? Some wonderful gifts. Now, what about adults? Adults, as parents, for their son as he grows up, what do you think are some of the greatest gifts that Timothy and Anna could give to Simeon? Roger. Love. I'm glad you said that. Yes, that's right. Love. Definitely. For him to grow up knowing that he's in a family where he's safe and his parents love him. Massive. All right, what's another thing? Adults? Yes, Debbie. Bring him to church. That's right. I don't know how to draw that. I just draw lots of people. Lots of people. All right. That's what we look like, people. And one more, adults. Yes. Knowledge and love of God. I'm not going to draw that because you stole my thunder. We'll get to it. All right. All right. Well, these are great gifts. They're wonderful gifts. Actually, I would like to receive all of these gifts. But you know, the greatest gift of all, the greatest, most important, most precious gift of all time is, are you ready? The Christian faith. The Christian faith. The Christian teaching about Jesus and about how through Jesus we can know God. It's called here in verse 1, the faith that's incredibly precious. Have a look with me at that second part of verse 1. You'll find inside your little things, there's a little outline, and all of the verses for today are on the back of that. But on the second part of verse 1, Peter writes to the church, to Christians, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours. See, Peter knows that he's writing to people who have been raised in the knowledge of who Jesus is. The knowledge that we are people who need a saviour, because we are people who have rebelled against our God. We're people who have done wrong and need forgiveness. We're people who have made ourselves enemies with God. And we know that we need God to show us grace and mercy. So everyone who receives the Christian faith has received the most precious, the most amazing, the most wonderful gift ever. And so the best gift that Timothy and Anna and any parent or anyone can give another human being is to teach them and introduce them to the faith of Jesus Christ. While it's really important that Simeon is loved and cared for and that they do things that show them him their love for them and they can enjoy together as a family, the most important thing is that they bring him up to know the faith. Well, what is so precious about Christian faith? Well, three things today, and it's really handy, they all end with O. So it's going to help us remember. First, you can see there on your outlines, the gift of faith is a gift to know. Thanks to my new friend. Does that look like a brain? Yeah? There you go. It's a gift to know. Well, what does that mean? Well, let's have a think. Well, do you know, has anyone heard of Vladimir Zelensky? Yeah? What about Vladimir Putin? Say those 10 times fast. Who can tell me, kids, who Vladimir Zelensky is? You can? He's the president of somewhere. Starts with U and ends with Crane. Ukraine, that's right. And what about Vladimir Putin? He's also a president of somewhere that starts with R and ends with Russia. That's right. Now, do those guys know each other? Does Zelensky know Putin? Does Putin know Zelensky? They know about each other. They know who each other are. But I don't think if they ran into each other in the street, which would be highly unusual, they would actually say g'day and have a shake and give each other a bear hug. Do you? No, because those two countries are at war. They're enemies with each other. They're enemies. Well, do you know, before we receive God's gift, we can know about God, but we don't actually know God because we are his enemies. See, we are both criminals against God and enemies against God. See, because God is the God of all the earth. He is the God of all creation. He made the entire world, the planets, the trees, the animals, and he made us. And you know what we did? We treated his world like he had no right to it. We treated his world kind of like Putin's treating Russia, like we can go in and take it for ourselves and do whatever we want with it. And we treated ourselves like God is not our God. We've treated ourselves like God is not actually our King, who we need to obey and serve and worship. We refuse to honor and obey God as God. We act like he doesn't exist. And so we commit treason against the king. We are criminals and enemies. And do you know what that means, guys? That means we deserve... What do we deserve? Death, that's right. We deserve to die. We've committed treason against God, the King of the universe, and we deserve to die. But have a look here. Have a look again at that second part of verse 1. To those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours, what? Grace and, call it out, peace. That's right. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. See, God, even when we were enemies, stepped into our world. Jesus came in to the creation to rescue us. He came in to die in our place, to die as a sacrifice, taking the punishment and the penalty that we deserve for our crimes against God, taking the penalty for treason that we should have taken ourselves. See, Jesus died, but unlike us, he was not a criminal. Unlike us, he was righteous. He was not God's enemy. He didn't deserve to die. And so he didn't die for his own crimes, but for ours. And he offers this incredible gift to us that through his death, we can now have grace and peace with God. We can now have his righteousness, his goodness, and he takes away our sin and our crimes and our guilt and our suffering. See, Jesus came, and this is interesting, isn't it? Because this is not rules, is it? The Christian faith is not rules and rituals. It is just that. It is faith. It is trusting. It is believing that Jesus has done it all for us. It's taking Jesus at his word that his offer to us to give us grace and peace is really good and we can trust it. It's accepting that there's no way we can fix our problem ourselves. and recognizing that He is the one who fixed the problem for us. See, the Christian faith is just about receiving the gift that Jesus gives, receiving His grace and peace and friendship with God. Now, Timothy and Anna, and every parent here, give your child the greatest gift you can possibly give them. Give Simeon the greatest gift you can possibly give. The gift of being raised in a home where they are where he is taught the faith that Jesus, our God and Saviour, gave his life to rescue us from our sins, to bring us grace and peace with God so we can know God and be friends with him. Teach them that they need to receive this faith for themselves and pray that they will receive it. Well, what is God's gift? God's gift is a gift to know God through Jesus, his Son. But also, it's a gift to glow. Does anyone glow at night? No? I don't glow at night. A gift to glow with him. Have a look at verse 3 and 4. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature. That's a bit weird. What does that mean, kids? What does that mean? It means that through the faith, God has given us everything we need to live a godly life. But you know, it's more than just that. To live a godly life, we actually can't do that on our own. As humans, as people, we can't be like God. No, but through the gift that God gives through Jesus, he actually enables us, he's given us everything we need to live a godly life so we can actually participate in the divine nature. We can participate in God's very being, who he is, what he is like. Well, how does this happen? God gives us his Spirit. God actually has put his Spirit within us. The divine nature, God himself, lives in all who receive the faith. And then they're able to do what we couldn't do before, able to live a godly life. See, God's perfectly righteous. He's perfectly holy. His glory and his majesty in the Bible is often described like light. God is so holy. And now that his Spirit is in his people can be holy too. See, have a look. He rescued us from the corruption of our world. Have a look there at the end of verse 4. Through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. Jesus has rescued us from being slaves to our sinful desires. He's placed his Spirit within us so we can live a godly life. See, we're not saved because we're godly. We're saved to be godly. Do you get that? God didn't save us because we're godly. No. He saved us because Jesus is godly and we received him. But he saved us so that we will then be godly and live godly lives. And what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing to be like God. Think of someone that you know and respect and look up to. Someone who you just think is a top person. Would you like to be a bit like them? Well, if you think they're a good person, yeah, you probably do. God is absolutely perfectly good, perfectly wonderful, perfectly pure and holy and glorious. And he enables us to be like him as we live godly lives. What a wonderful thing. But we see therein that we're reminded, actually, it doesn't just happen automatically. We have to work at it. Have a look at verse 5. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. You see, it's a little bit like riding a skateboard. Makes sense, doesn't it? It's just obvious, isn't it? Godliness is definitely, you all thought that, didn't you? You all thought I was going to go get a skateboard. Godliness is a bit like riding a skateboard. How is it like riding a skateboard? Well, if I give you a skateboard and a helmet, you have all you need to be a skateboarder, don't you? And yet it's going to take some work and practice and lots of crashes to get better and better at being a skateboarder. Well, Timothy and Anna, all of us, we need to remember that God has given us a precious faith, a precious faith. It lets us know God and lets us be like God. Real faith leads to real godliness. And so, Timothy and Anna, you need to teach and model and practice what it looks like to live a godly life so that Simeon will know what it looks like. So Simeon will see real faith in action, and then it leads to a godly and good life. See, God's precious gift is a gift to... You probably can't read that anymore. No, it's no. Ready? God's precious gift is a gift to... It's a gift to... And it's a gift... See if you can guess. A gift to show. A gift to show. Now, have you seen, you know, there's a meme going around at the moment. It says, you know, tell me you're something without telling me you're something. You know that one? So it says, tell me you're on holidays without telling me you're on holidays. And you'll see a picture of someone who's wearing like thongs and board shorts and a Hawaiian shirt and, you know, drinking out of a coconut. Or maybe if I was to say, you know, show me or tell me that you're a South Australian without telling me you're a South Australian. And then you just say the word plant or branch or something. Yeah, you're definitely South. Well, you know, see, who we are and what we are becomes obvious, doesn't it? People end up seeing. It shows out of us who we are. So if you're South African or you're German or you're Japanese or you're, it'll kind of show out in how you think and how you speak and how you look and how you do things. If you're someone who loves the outdoors, it will show out because you'll always be off hiking or camping or kicking a ball around while other people are inside. If you're someone who loves football, it'll show out because you'll be talking about football, you'll be playing football or watching the football. If you're someone who loves port, it'll show out because you'll be really sad all the time. No. If we are people who have received this incredible faith, it will show out. Have a look there in verse 10. Make every effort to confirm your calling, for if you do these things, you will never stumble and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, when we live a godly life, when we do the good things that God has prepared for us to do as his people, that's not confirming between us and God that we're saved. We've already been saved. What it does is it confirms, it shows everybody else that this person really has received a precious faith, because look at the difference it's making in their life. Look at the way that it's changed them for good. Look at how wonderful that change is. They care about people. They love people. They're not so selfish. They're not so grumpy. They're kinder. They're more generous. See, it will show in this life. But it'll also show after this life. That's what verse 11 is saying. You will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, God's gift that enables us to be godly now, to join in God's divine nature now, when we reach his heavenly kingdom, will be made completely like Jesus. We'll be welcomed in by all of God's people, by all the creatures and angels of heaven, by God himself and Jesus our Savior, as people who have received the gift, who know God, who glow with God's love, who have shown that our faith is genuine, people who have genuinely trusted in Jesus Christ. Well, as we come to the end, verse 12, Peter says, I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them. See, Peter was writing to people who already had received the faith, who already, because they've received Jesus, know God, who have already been glowing and showing that they really are saved in the way that they live. But he knew he had to keep reminding them again and again of just how precious this faith is that brings us grace and peace and friendship with God. Friend, if you haven't received this precious gift, if you've come here today and you don't know God, you don't know the grace and peace that Jesus brings, you don't know what it means to be transformed and to participate in his divine nature, I encourage you, don't leave here today without talking to someone about it. And everyone else, what a wonderful gift, what a precious gift we have. Let us know God, glow in God, and show his work in us. And Timothy and Anna, the greatest gift that you can give to Simeon is to bring him up in this faith. Show him how precious it is. Teach him the truth. Show him glow. Show him what it looks like to accept Jesus and live a godly life. And pray that he too will receive it as he comes of age. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us such a great and precious gift. This incredible faith that all we do is receive what Jesus has done for us, and then we receive grace, your forgiveness, peace, no longer your enemies, friendship with you. You give us your spirit, you change us so that we can live godly lives. Lord, we pray that each one of us would receive this gift, and we pray that we would live godly lives to your glory. Amen.